Begin. Okay, on the first page, we printed a whole page just for one line. Just for one line. Hilchos Chanukah Tafresh Ayin. Dvarim Harasunim Amutanim B'Chanukah Bo Tesifim. The Bayesho, he gives over here a very elaborate introduction. He weaves together in a very magnificent way Halacha, Agada, Rishonim, Achronim into the first couple of paragraphs describing the history of Chanukah. So he begins. It's very kedai to be very careful to read all the words of the Rosh Hashulchan. He really like second to none to give you this overview. Babayasheni, in the time of the Babayasheni, Kishemolchu Antiochus Horishoim, at the time of the, I guess, the Syrian Greeks, who was led by Antiochus. He was Antiochus. He was the, what do they call him? The Greek Syrian. What was his position? What was his title? Antiochus. The king?
He was a king.
King, okay.
Well, they had three of them, or three or four of them, in by region. So,
right.
And it had a different name.
You want to
quote kings.
Yeah,
something else.
Okay, let's just read it for now. Antiochus Horishoim.
But less than an emperor.
Sultan.
He was a senator.
Sultan and emperor. The Muslims have what they call Sultan, and the Romans, the emperors. Okay, whatever it is. Antiochus Horishoim.
Why does that look around with Yechosim?
What?
Antiochusim, because that's Antiochusim. Like
Pharaoh. Okay, very good. So very good. God. I know we're right. Antiochusim Horishoim. There was more than one. If I'm not mistaken, the period, there was a period of about 50 years.
Okay, I'm safe.
There's a period of about 50 years where the Jewish people were persecuted. They were not able to live normal lives it was always bad. I mean, since they came to position, but 50 years life wasn't tolerable, and during those years is when the battles of the Maccabees, the Yehuda and the five brothers, when all of those events took place, culminating with the miracle of Hanukkah. So he's talking
after Alexander the Great, the kingdom split
to four parts.
It never was.
But after Alexander the Great, the Malchus went to four parts.
So we, you're saying there are multiple.
That's what it says.
By that name,
you can be medayik in every word of there.
Or could it mean like a faction, a party?
I don't know. I don't know the answer. I really don't know.
I would say that the word Antiochus is like saying Pharaoh or like Shem Abimelech. They were, that was a title.
Honorary title.
Antiochus is a title.
They named the
city.
For that.
Yeah.
So there were many of them. Antiochusim. Antiochusim Horishoim, Gozhu Gezeros al Yisrael, Uvadu Daitam, and Daitam Hakidosha, and they annulled their law. Data means the law, the holy law. They said that Torah is no longer law. Velo Hinichu Osam, they did not allow them, La Asaik B'Torah Uve Mitzvahs, to be Isaac in Torah Mitzvahs, Upashtu Yodam B'Memoinam, the Antiochusim, they stole our money, Uvivin Osehem, and they raped the Jewish girls. Well, even when a girl got married, yeah, what do you
want?
They, whatever. So that was a tragedy. V'nichnasu l'mikdash, furthermore, they broke into the Beis HaMikdash, uparzu bo perotzos, they made breaches, they made 13 breaches in the wall of the Chel in the Beis HaMikdash, v'timu hatoharos, they deliberately contaminated the things that are tar, v'yitziroi l'yisrael, they caused tzar, great pain to the Jewish people, v'lochatzam, and they oppressed them, lachatz gadol, great oppression, ad sherich, until shericham aleihem Hashem elokei avoseihem v'hoshiyam, until the Kodesh Baruch Hu had rachmanis upon them, and he saved them yodam, v'silam, and he speared them, aydei b'nei chashmonoim, hakadoshim v'hatohirim, hakoyhanim, hagadolim. Look at these beautiful titles. The chashmonoim, they were the family of the koyhanim, the holy, tohirim, hakoyhanim, hagadolim, who were they? Matisyohu Ubanov, his five sons, Shenilchamu im Antiochus, they went to battle against Antiochus, V'yichlu lo, and they overcame him, they prevailed. V'hanitzachon hoyo sheloi b'derach hateva. Okay, it was miraculous. Ki ha-chashmonoim im chavuras ha-chasidim, the chashmonoim with the, I guess, the satmar, the pious ones, with the chasidim, hayu me'otim me'oi, they were very, very few. The Antiochus Baalayim, the Am Rav, with a great nation, Uvi Pilim. Now, this is something which is discussed in the Midrashim. The elephants of the Antiochus, the Greeks.
Josephus, I think, also.
They're very big into the elephants. Yeah. Very big. Some of the stories of the elephants, Antiochus Bolem, Ba'am Rav, Uve Pilim Harbe. Many elephants. Uve Rechev, chariots, Uve Farashim, horsemen, period. Ach, Hashem, Hachafetz, Ba'amo, Yisrael, Hashem, who has a desire for his holy nation, Mosar, here are the famous words, he delivered the Gibarim Biyat Chaloshim, V'rabim Biyat Ma'atim, Utmeim Biyat Tohirim, Udishon Biyat Tzadikim, V'hazedim Biyat Tzadikim,
the
Zaydim Yisrael, Shnispesu Le'Antiochus, the Zaydim, the evildoers of the Jewish people, that Shnispesu Le'Antiochus, that were given over, that attached themselves to Antiochus, Gamke Nergu were killed. Now, this is a very important point which people. Right, so attached. That were attached. Now, this is a very important point which people like to gloss over, but it's a very major theme in the Agadah of Hanukkah, is that Hanukkah was really a civil war. More so than it was a fight against the Jews, against the Syrian Greeks. It was a Jew against Jew, Jew against the assimilated Jews. And this we don't like to talk about, because it's not popular, it's not very pleasant, but that's very clear when you study the literature of Hanukkah. The miracle of Hanukkah is where the tradition, the Jews that were true to tradition, overcame their fellow Jews who were assimilated, and that's the great celebration. Okay, that's the great celebration. Again, it's very unpleasant. We just like to think about it, Jew against non-Jew, make it black and white, but that's not really what it was. And here he alludes that for Hazedim Yisrael, the evildoers of the Jewish people, there were many of them, make no mistake, there were many assimilated Jews, shenistapchu, that attached themselves, la'antiochis, gam keinergu. Part of the miracle was that the Jews were killed. The assimilated Jews were killed. The nimsiru biyad, and they were delivered biyad oiske hatorah, the religious Jews. The oz niskadel v'niskade shem shmaim ba'olam. Hashem's name was made great in the world. The or hatorah. This was the beginning of the tekufa of the chavivos of Talmud Torah. The or hatorah first came to a great chavivos time of Hanukkah. The or hatorah hoifia appeared be'etzem taharosa in its purity. In the purest form, v'shem Yisrael nisgadel bo'amim, very fascinating time of Jewish history where the Jewish people were respected. Think about that. That did not happen in the first time in Golos, and it wasn't Golos, during the time of the Bayis Rishon, during the time of the Bayis Sheni. Time of the Bayis Sheni, there was a Beis HaMikdash, but the Jews were not respected people. Jews, they lived in Eretz Yisrael, they did their own thing, but the Jews were considered to be...
It's considered a Golos because they were occupied by a foreign power.
Most of the time. So and this was a time, a unique time in Jewish history, during the time of Bayis Sheni, that the Jews were respected people. Beis. Okay, now we go to Sifka, I don't know what you call these, they call Sifka and Beis. The Gemar HaNes HaYibachafei B'Kislev. The Nes concluded on the 25th day of Kislev. The Oid Nes Achanau. That's the first miracle. The first miracle was the battle was over. The victory was declared on the 25th day of Kislev. Period. The Oid Nes Acher. Hero Lohem in Hashemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also showed them another miracle. Ali Dei Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. Now what do we mean? Kidigar Sinem B'Shabbos. Quote. Through the Ner Mitzvah and the Torah are Kidigar Sinim B'Shechta Shabbos Daf Chafei Mai Chanukah the Tanur Rabbanon B'Chavei B'Kislev the 25th day of Kislev Yoimei D'Chanukah Temanya Inun. We begin the 8 days of Chanukah. What is it Nogea Halacha L'Maisa that there are 8 days of Chanukah? Number 1, the L'Mispar B'Hoin, eulogies are forbidden. Uduloy L'Hesanois B'Hoin, fasting is forbidden. Why? What's the reason? The answer is when Antiochus they came into the Hechol, Timu Kol Hashmonim Shebehechol, you can turn all the oil in the Hechol. Uchshagavu Beis Hashmonoi V'Nitzochum, and the Hashmonim prevailed and conquered them. Badku they inspected. V'Leimatzu Elapach Echad Shal Shemen Shayimunach B'Chaysamah Shal Koyin Gadol. V'Lahoyiboy Ella lahalik yoimecha. Notice the girsa. His girsa is that there was enough oil to last for one day. According to the Gemara, the girsa of the Rambam, the girsa is v'lohoyba afilu lahalik yoimecha. There was not even enough oil to last even for one day. His girsa is that there was enough oil for one day. Nase b'neis v'liku b'menu shmona yamim. Period. Now, when did they declare the miracle? The miracle was not declared on that year. The miracle first was declared l'shana acheres. Acheres does not even necessarily mean the next year. It took a couple of years. It took a couple of years to settle in order for a person, in order for them to really to absorb the scope of what happened. L'shana acheres. Time later. Exactly. Who knows? Maybe it was 10 years later. Kiva'um v'asu'um yomtov. With what? The halel uvehoida. The nature of the yomtov is to give forth expressions of praise and thanksgiving. Gimel. Biur hadvarim.
How do we express hoida? I mean, we say halel.
Halel.
Mardin.
How is Hoida different than Halal? Maybe Hoida means Al Hanisim. And Hoida, Moidim and Achnach, he say Al Hanisim. Halal of Hoida with Al Hanisim. Okay, now he explains the labyrinth. Bir Hadvarim. Kishetihiaru es Hamikdash. When they purified the Mikdash, Vahayu Kulam Tmei Mesim, Mehamulchama, they were all Tmei Mesim from the war. Utame Mes, Layucha Latar, Rak Achar Zain Yamim. Someone who is Tmei Mes needs at least 7 days. Through Behazos Shlishi, which you have to sprinkle upon your body the water of the Paradum on day 3 and day 7, the Yoim Echad, and then you need another day, Lahachonas Shemen Tohar. Okay, now I don't know what he means of it.
You can't prepare it while you tell me.
That beautiful. I never understood that. Okay, that's just, so he's saying, according to this interpretation, it didn't take eight days to prepare oil. It only takes 1 day to make oil. But you cannot prepare the oil in a state of Tumah. So you have to first be tar. To be tar, you have to. It takes 7 days to become tar. Now that I'm tar, now on the 8th day, I can first begin to prepare. The preparation takes an entire 1 day. So it would have taken 8 days in order to prepare brand new oil. So what do we do in the meantime? In the meantime, what are we going to do? In the meantime, we only have one pack of shem that is tar, and that was lit, that was used, that lasted for those 8 days. So according to this, the first interpretation has nothing to do with what we're going to see in a few moments, that it took 8 days to retrieve oil from a place where they already had. He asked a child, why 8 days? Because there was a 4-day trip to go to the nearest location. That's what he says next. That's the next thing. But over here, the Aruch HaShulchan does not even give that as the primary reason. He quotes the Beis Yais. The primary reason is because it took 7 days to become tar and 1 day to prepare the oil. Forget about going to a new location to retrieve the oil. And that's why they needed 8 days for a miracle to happen. The oil also, Shahoya Shemen Tar. In other words, if you want to go to retrieve oil, that was before the days of Amazon Prime. They didn't have drones yet.
From now, an hour.
They didn't have drones in those days to bring the oil from the nearest location. You had to wait. That's what the Ran says. They didn't have what to light in the menorah. Now, what about the korbanos? Why is the issue only in regard to the menorah? So he says, even though they were tamei, the korban tzibur doicha es hatuma. Okay, it's doicha tuma. Ulechein gam hoy yucholim lahalik es aneros shemenorah mitam zed gam alukas amnor doicha es hatuma. Kedetani like we learn b'taras kehanim parsha semar yaroch es aneros lefnei Hashem tamid. The word tamid teaches us tamid after Shabbos, tamid after tuma. Period. So therefore, technically, the same way they offered korbanos b'tumah, they were permitted to light the menorah b'tumah, and they would have to do this for 8 days for two reasons. They needed 8 days to prepare oil that's tahar, or it would take 8 days to retrieve oil that's tahar from the nearest location. The rak, ha-shemen ha-yemuchruch lios tahar. Now here it goes on to say, the shemen is mukhrach lios tar to the hutra tuma b'tzibor rak tumas meis v'lo sha'arei tumas k'mevur b'psachim v'yashmonim nitmu mitumos acheros mimagon mimason from maga umason from touching and from carrying that was not tumas ziva So he's saying a yesod here. Okay, this I didn't pay attention when I prepared this. I just glossed over very quickly. He's saying over here is that the rule of tumor hotur betzibur only works for the kohen who's lighting the menorah. If the kohen who's lighting the menorah is tamei, he can light the menorah even though he's tamei, provided that the oil is tar. But the law of tumor hotur betzibur does not allow us to light oil that is tamei, especially when the oil is tamei due to tumas not related to tumas meis. There was tumas shiratzim, tumas ziva, tumas nida. There are other types of tumor which contaminated the oil, and that type of tumor which caused the oil to be contaminated is not overlooked, even when you're dealing with the tzibur. So if they did not have oil that was tar, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, they would not light the menorah. They could bring the korbanos, because an animal is tahar. An animal is not shaykh for a living animal to become tameh. The kohen, they were kohanim, were tameh meis. Tumas meis, you can, in tumas meis, you can be makar of a korban. But you, if you're tameh meis, you can light the candles. But the oil still has to be in a state of tahara, and the, at least, the words one more time. The loyhutra tumas at sibirak tumas mes, the lo shari tumas, kibub sochem, viashmonim nitmu mitumas acheros. Other types of tumor, tumas sheretz, tumas nevela, tumas ziva, tumas nida, things like that. Mimagon, mimasin, vocholazesim, nitmu, even the olives were all contaminated. Ache yasigu mimuchubom, until they would get new olives attached to the ground. Shein mikablim tuma, and that would take at least 8 days. Vyavu ches yamim would take 8 days. So, therefore, kishamotu zeapach hachasum, bechosama shokain gadol, vahoyimunach boimik, and it was now a question of it is why are they so certain that the pach that they found was tar? So he says, Chedish is what Taisu says, that it was buried. Because if it was not buried, even though it was sealed, the fact that it was moved is hesed, tumas hesed. V'hoyo munach b'oimek b'oivin in a way, shagam lo hisitu oiso, it was not moved. The im loike n'hoyo mitamen behesed, it would become tamay behesed. The other also.
So wait a minute, so how did when the koi moved it, it didn't become tamay?
So when the koi moved it, I guess there's no tumas hesed by tumas mei. By tumas mei, is it tumas hesed? I don't know the answer. I don't know. Obviously, I don't know. I think only Tumas Hesed, only by Zov.
What does Hesed mean?
Hesed means to move, right. If you have a container that's sealed.
But it could have been a stone container. It didn't have to be a...
It doesn't matter. If the container is moved, it's Tomei Tumas Hesed. If it's moved, the contents of the container become Tomei. If I'm not mistaken, Tumas
stone
Hesed... What?
Stone
is not, but the oil inside, if it's moved, even if it's in a stone container, becomes tumah with tumas hesed. If it's moved,
wait, someone touches it, doesn't move it,
doesn't become tumah. As long as it's not, as long as the utensil, it's not makabel tumah. So, if I'm not mistaken, tumas, there is no tumas hesed in regard to tumas meis. Tumas hesed is only in regard to tumas ziva. Every single goy has the status of a zof. The goyim, the yevanim who came into the Beis Hamikdash, every single last one of them is in the status of a zof. So when they would move utensils around, they would automatically contaminate every last object, every last drop of oil in the Beis Hamikdash, even if the container was sealed. But if they find something buried in the ground, and we can be certain with simonim that it was not moved by a goy, so I guess we can now bring in a person who is tamei tumas neis, and he can now move it, because by him moving it, he's not going to contaminate the oil. He can put it into the menorah, and then a kohen who's tamei tumas meis can light it, because tumas meis is chutra b'tzibur, and the oil has not become tamei through anything other than tumas meis, and even that it did not become tamei. The oil also, the ilu hoyu roin oiso bevadai hoyu noilim oso shoyu medamin sheyesh sham anuvanim toivos, and certainly they knew it was buried. And the way we know that it was not that it was hidden, because of the fact that they would have for sure taken it, because they would have suspected that they were precious stones. So the fact that it was buried in the ground and was not touched is an indication that the goyim, the yevanim, did not make contact with these things. The Hakadosh Baruch Hu also lachem neis, a miracle. She'afal pishlo hoyi rak liyoy mechli. Even though there was only enough oil in this one container to last for one day, hidliku menu chesyamim ad she'asu shemintar, until they made new oil. Ulachin kavu chesyam lahalil v'hoida. Ayin Bach Ulefi Ma Shomar Ayin Sham Bepshitus, whatever that means. It's simple what I wrote. Okay, so he does lay out over here this column that we read, a lot of information, a lot of interesting little details which you would not otherwise get just going through the basics. He really weaves together a lot of good stuff. Further, Pas Dalit. V'yavagav sha'anes lo hoyu rak l'shiva yamim. So they're asking the famous Kasha de Beis Yosef, why do we have to have a miracle for 7 days? The first day there was enough oil to light. So he's giving the first answer to the Beis Yosef, is that the miracle happened on the first day as well. Only 1/8 of the container was consumed. That's what the Beis Yosef says. The Yeshakas and Lufisha Bitloy Mehem Mitzas Mila Shehi Lishmoina Yamim. So the other answer is in Echanami. The reason why we have 8 days, the 8th day has nothing to do with the oil. The 8th day is a celebration of the re-establishment of Bris Mila. Okay, who says this? Someone says over there, Shin Hei Gimanu, who says that? What stands for?
Shilta Gibayrim.
Shilta Gibayrim? Beha, what's the next Rosh Tevis? Whatever. And some say the 8th day is a commemoration of the renewal of the Beis HaMikdash. It was contaminated, so they demolished the Mizbeach. They built a new Mizbeach. They purified the Mikdash. So the 8th day indeed has nothing to do with the Shemen. It has to do with the renewal of the Mikdash. Hey, the MS Kane, who? Now he goes into some midrashim that the truth is that when the Moshe Rabbeinu built the Mishkan in time of the desert, the Midbar, it was concluded on the 25th day of Kislev. And they did not inaugurate it ad Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Shaboy noldu Avos. Hashem wanted to wait to Chodesh Nisan when the Avos were born. Hakadosh Baruch Hu shilim lo b'mei matisyo. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu did not want to deny Chaf Hei Kislev, the day it was ben Hashemayim, it was Hashkocha, that on this day should be the day of the dedication of the Mishkan, and it was denied because Hakadosh Baruch Hu wanted to delay the Chanukas HaMishkan until the time when the Avos were born in Chodesh Nisan. Hashem does not deny any living creature or any creature whatsoever its reward. Hashem waited, or any object, Hashem waited until the time of Hanukkah to reward the Mishkan, to reward the Chaf Hei Kislev.
The Ramazan that it mentions in Maaseh, that the 25th Masah is Vayisu Michashmona.
Chashmona is a
25th Masah.
Right.
Yeah,
Chashmona is Miloshayin of Chashmonayim.
Yeah.
The Chashmonayim, okay.
I never understood this. We only find Chazal that Yitzchak was born on Pesach. Where does Avram and Yaakov were born on this?
Yeah, I don't know.
There's differences of opinion. Eis Chayal Sarabain, that's what they bring from Yitzchak, was then, that's a term you should say, and it was Matzo Sofa Vayachelu, so it was Pesach, so that's when Yitzchak was born. You know, if it was exactly, you know, I'll be back, Eis Chayal Sarabain today, or Shuvay Lecho, Eis Chayal, so it was Pesach. That's how we get from Yitzchak, and so that's what the Yerech Oisonim is considered.
The Hakadosh Baruch Hu shilim lo b'mei matisyo period l'chein osu kamo Chanukas HaMishkan. They made Chanukas HaMishkan. Shehayu shiva asimei hamiluim uviyom hashmini hi gemar haskolas havayda b'mishkan ayde arun ubanav k'mivur b'toyra. Just like when it came to the base of the Mishkan, they were 8 days. They had 7 days of shiva asimei hamiluim b'ayihi b'ayom hashmini. That's when hukam HaMishkan. And so to Chanukah corresponds, Chanukah, the celebration of Chanukah is a parallel to the 8 days of the Miluim and the 8th day of the Bayim HaShmini. V'chein, Shlomo HaMelech b'chanukah yaspes HaMikdash, k'si b'divri HaYamim, v'yas Shlomo HaSachag, shivas yamim, uv'ayim HaShmini, atzeres ayin sham. Shlomo HaMelech, by the Bayis Rish, likewise had 8 days, so to Chanukah's 8 days corresponding to the Chanukah's HaMikdash. Ulchein, therefore, the Zikaron Kor Yomtov, Zegamkin Chanukah. That's why, this is very important. Why is Chanukah called Chanukah? Chanukah is called Chanukah because it was the Chanukas HaMizbeach, or Chanukas HaMikdash. Miloshon Chanukas HaMizbeach, the Chanukas HaBayis, the Yesh, the Remez Gam Liyom Chafe, and there's also a Remez word Chanukah, it's a contraction of two words, Chanukah. They rested on day 25, period. V'yotam l'zeh mavur b'sefer chashmonoi l'fi sh'al yidei hagzeros Batlu, now another very interesting reason, that due to the gezeros that were taking place in these last 50 years, and really more specifically the very last year, Batlu oz b'vahakir b'chak ha-sukos o'avar, the last sukos, the gezeros got so bad that the last sukos, they were unable to offer the korbanos on the 8 days of sukos. U'vashmi u'vashmini atzeres, u'lechem, therefore, now when they inaugurated, now when they prevailed, and they re-established, they dedicated the Beis HaMikdash, u'lechem, therefore, l'zikaroin ze asu shmona yavim chanuka, to in order to re-sanctify, to make up for the 8 days of Sukkot that were lost. This opens up a whole new line of machshava, is that Chanukah and Sukkot are sister holidays. Since the 8 days of Chanukah were there to be mashed on the 8 days of Sukkot, so now you have to draw parallels between the two. And indeed, in fact, that's one of the most popular parallels would you offer of Beis Shammai, that you start off the first day 8 candles, and you go down to 1. Why? The Parei HaChag. Parei HaChag, you know, you can go pull out of your hat many different Mamari Chazal, you go up, you go down. Why does Beis Shammai pull out of his hat the Parei HaChag? Well, the answer is, look what the Aruch HaShulchan says, is that there's a direct parallel between Sukkos and Chanukah. It was a Hashlama. Memela, you should make note of the Hashlama by the Chanukah candles going downwards.
That's why you told us last year that the that's why we say the whole Hallel is to make up for the Hallel that we didn't say during the war. They missed Hallel the year of that they were fighting.
Fighting, so the 8 days, they say Hallel as well.
The Hallel on 8 days of Hanukkah. Umemela kisheharo lohem in Hashemayim haneshel
hadlaka harum sheskimo al yadam lasoy shmoni yamin, when they saw the miracle that the 8 days of oil, it took 8 days in order to make the oils. This was an indication that indeed the holiday should be 8 days. It was a sign min Hashemayim that these eights all are correct. The eight of Nil, the eight of the Chanukah and Mikdash, the eight of Sukkot, these eights are meant to be. The Zel Shamu B'Shabbos Sham B'Shabbos B'Sech the Shabbos Sham, and there that Daf of Chafei L'Shana Acheres Kivu'um Kolaymar Acharei. What does it mean? The following year they established the holiday. Acharei Sharo Dimish Maya. For heaven, who the askimu al yadayu la'asoy shmoni yamim aydei Hashem. And since they saw that the miracle lasted 8 days, so it was min Hashemayim to celebrate for 8 days, corresponding to the 8 days of Sukkot, corresponding to the 8 days of the Chanukah San Mishkan. Sheharu lohem shadolak ches yamim ulezikaron hanes hazeh kavu lahalik neiros bechanukah k'mash amar hatur. And that's why, indeed, for the following years, they made it takon that you should light candles for 8 days. Vav. Uvechanukah. Now he describes some halachah. Now, one of the main things we mentioned before, now we're going to the halacha, is they established these 8 days of Chanukah that it's also to deliver eulogies and it's forbidden to fast. There is one exception, a tainis chalayim. Person has a bad dream of a Chanukah, also lestanis levat tainis chalayim, demisanin afilu b'shabbos v'yamtif. Chanukah is no better than Shabbos and Yom Tov. If you're allowed to fast Tainas Chalom and Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're allowed to fast on Chanukah for Tainas Chalom. V'tzach l'meisaf, however, just like if you fast on Shabbos, you have to fast during the weekday another fast day to make up for the fasting. So too, if you fast on Chanukah, you have to fast another day to make up for the sin of fasting on Chanukah. V'tzach l'meisaf Tainas l'tainisoy ki b'Shabbos v'Yom Tov. Period. V'da, sheyesh mishoimer, what about fasting Erev Chanukah? So this is a big machlokes hapoiskim. Some say you're not allowed to fast Erev Chanukah. The Bach, umitam shenispar besimin tovkufayim gimel de'afagav de'bodlot megillas tainis mikol mokom bechanukah upurim loy bodlo ayin sham. Now what is the rule of megillas tainis? Megillas tainis, it says megillas tainis gam lifneim ulachreim osu lesanis. One, there in megillas tainis is a Megillah that lists all of the days of the Jewish year that are holidays, which you're not allowed to fast and you're not allowed to deliver eulogies. The rule is, any day listed in Megillah's Tainis, you're not allowed to fast not only on that day, the day before, and the day after. Chanukah is listed in Megillah's Tainis. Problem is, Megillah's Tainis is Botel. All the days listed in Megillas Tainis have no meaning bizman hazeh. There are so many tzaris, there are so many problems, there are so many miracles. The whole calendar, it's all out of whack, and therefore it's accepted it's bottle. Now does that mean even Chanukah is bottle? Now Chanukah is definitely not bottle. Chanukah is established by Chazal. But in addition to Chanukah being established by Chazal, in Chazal's halacha of Shulchan Aruch, Chanukah, there's also a Chanukah in Megillas Tainus. The Chanukah in Megillas Tainus has an extra benefit over Chazal's Chanukah. Because if you listen to Megillas Tainus, you're not allowed to fast before and after. If you only listen to Chazal's Shulchan Aruch of Chanukah, you are allowed to fast before and after. So Chazal's Chanukah, before and after, you could fast. Megillas Tainus is Chanukah, before and after, you're not allowed to fast. But Megillas Tainus is batel. But Chanukah is not batel. So the dilemma is, what does it mean Chanukah is not batel? Does it, when we say Megillas Tainus is batel, does it mean it's even batel Chanukah in Megillas Tainus? But of course we're left with the Chanukah from Chazal. Or does it mean that since Chazal made a Chanukah, there's no way you can be mevatel the Chanukah in Megillas Tainus? And that would then mean that you're not allowed to fast before Chanukah and after Chanukah. This is the dilemma. Megillas Tainus is definitely batel. Chanukah is listed in Megillas Tainus. But Chanukah has its own Shulchan Aruch in and of itself. Do these overlap or they do not overlap? That is a dilemma. That's what he's presenting here in the Aruch HaShulchan. Megillas Tainus, Gam Bufrim Rachayim, also Sabas, Ach Belachrayim, period. When it comes afterwards, Yesh Misha Omar, Ki Gemara, the Mutter. But you should know, even in Megillas Tainus, it's not so simple, it's Mutter. L'chein Ein L'Hachmir Rav Mi Machmir. Av B'Lefneim Osir. Okay, so he presents over here L'Maskana, the dilemma that after Chanukah, you can be Megal. If you want to fast after Chanukah, you can be Megal, but L'Chatchila, we Mach, we Paskin, Halacha L'Maisa, that before Chanukah, like in Megillas Tainus, it's Osir. The Yesh Misha Oyser Gamal Acharav, some even Machmir even after Chanukah. Avla Torvia Shulchan Aruch Paskul El Simko Tovkavayin Gimel Lekamon Siv Tovre Shain Pei Debein Lifneihem Ubein Liacharehem Mutar Lehisanois Toha Deloy Balam Gilas Tainus Lein Chanukah Purim Zer Bayom Atzmam. Only thing that we say that it's not bottle, we go into the days themselves. Vloy Lifneim Lachrem Delein Zer. With regard to that, Gam Bechanukah Purim Bottle Megillas Tainus indeed is bottle. So the Psak Halacha of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah is you are allowed to fast before Chanukah and after Chanukah. The Yesh Misalim Adram, and some go out of their way to fast Erev Chanukah to be mashlim for Yom Kippur Katan. Yom Kippur, that was what we said before, is Mutter. He said before, Tanis Chalom is the only exception. But if you do take advantage of Tanis Chalom, you're going to have to make it up. You're going to have to fast another Tanis for the sin of fasting. Now, what about some, you're not going to be able to fast Yom Kippur Katan, Erev Rosh Chodesh. So some go out of their way to fast an Erev Rosh Chodesh, V'yesh HaMisanim Erev Chanukah, Tumuras Erev Rosh Chodesh Teves Shechal B'Chanukah, which you're not going to be able to fast. U'mish Noi Kein Lo Yishana Min Hagoy, if that's your custom, do not change your minhag. U'lechatchila, but if you're starting out as a newcomer, you're first coming, getting introduced into fasting, you like fasting, Ein Las Es Kein, don't do it. If you're now a newcomer and you want to start fasting every Erev Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to fast Erev Chanukah to be mashlim for not fasting on Erev Rosh Chodesh Teves. The Kol Shekein Chen Ligzor Tainas Sibor, that the Rabbanim should not be Gezor Tainas Sibor Erev Chanukah, Bein Lifneim, Bein Yachareim, period. And we call Mokar Misha Ritzel Lismach Alatur Veshachon Orch Lesanis, and you know, if you privately have a need to fast, for whatever your reason is, you want to fast, you want to do a private fasting for yourself, the chol levavos doresh, Hashem seeks out Hashem, Zayin. Gam behesped also bechanukah. You're not allowed to eulogize. Tell me the chaman chanukah. No hespedim. Also, the rak chacham befanav that feel the moed mechsedim oisah. The only exception to talmud chacham, you're allowed to deliver eulogy of talmud chacham on chanukah. The kol shoyim chanukah certainly in chanukah. You're allowed to be masked talmud chacham on chol moed. So certainly you can be masked talmud chacham on chanukah. The yeshem some say shul chacham befanav oimim gam tzidik adin. Ad kedekach you can tzidik adin talmud chacham. The yesh cholkin bezeh. The rak lidroy shul mutter. Some don't go that far. No tzidik adin, but you can make a draw. If it is yours on Chanukah, there's no fasting. Lo yom achupa, getting married, no fasting. Rak tainis chaloyim k'masha amar. The only thing you can do on Chanukah is a tainis chaloyim.
So it's good to get. Good to get married during Chanukah.
Yes, it is. Or maybe not. Maybe Adrab, it's mild that you should fast when you get married. Maybe it'll save you. It'll save you from what's coming.
Maybe it's a bad dream. It depends on how many lights you
have. Okay. Ches. Chanukah mutar nu halacha. Chanukah mutar be'asiyas malacha.
It doesn't say here that a hesped is also an erev chanukah.
What?
You learned that it's not.
Hesped is mutar erev chanukah, it says. Yes. Only fasting. Yeah, only exactly. Only discuss fasting. Well, right? Hesped is mutar.
What exactly is tzedek of them?
You say a couple of psukim. There's a collection of psukim that are said by a funeral of tzedek of that say l'chashem atztaka. Hashem Nasan, Hashem Lokach Yish, Shem Hashem Mevorach. There's a collection of psukim that is said at a funeral that it's called Tzidik Hadin. So that is not said on a day when you don't say Tachlan. Some say at the cemetery, some say, some depends if you have a knee by the cemetery. Yeah, it all depends. Okay, let's try to finish up. Chanukah, are you allowed to go to work on Chanukah? Chanukah muta b'asiyas melacha. Absolutely yes. The Gemara Sham Shama V'Asom Yomtov. When it says they made a Yomtov, Behalel V'Hoida, it does not mean Lav Yomtov Mamishu. Ela Kolam Yimei Simcha Days of Simcha V'Harei Afilu Purim LaKibla Yomtov Kitzel B'Megillah of Kosher and Chanukah. That's a very interesting point. He says that Chanukah is less than Purim. Okay, you want to rate the two. Many people in the U.S., the average person, rate Chanukah and Purim as one more of the end. They're both the same. No. Yom Tov is a greater holiday than Purim. It's a more stringent holiday. Chanukah is more lenient. However, here is when the Aruch HaShulchan makes it very clear. Even though men are allowed to melacha. Ach hanoshim noyhagois shaloi lasois melacha calls man shaneiros dolkais. The ain lachok elohem may not be lenient. Women may not do melacha any which Chazal term to mean any labor which is
sewing.
Exert themselves. Creative labor while you can turn on the lights. That's not a melacha. But doing washing clothing, doing the dishes, cooking, things like that should not be done at least for the first half hour when the candles are lit. And the Torah says, the ain lohokel lohem, they may not be lenient. Ksas, why?
Even washing dishes is considered
anything that's considered to be, well, dish is not a melacha, washing is not a melacha. Anything which is in Shabbos is called melacha zasser. Except for unless it's a lightweight melacha, like turning on a light. The ktsas mines Chanukah, part of the miracle of Chanukah, naso, feminine, naso al yidei isha, was done through a woman. The isha gosh she called the suah. What was part of the miracle? They made exhibit. Isha gosh she called the suah tibol le tafsa tchila. The officer, the emperor, whatever it is, the duke. Whoever was in charge, a woman who got married first had to have relations with the tafsa before she would marry her husband. Tchila, ki de perish Rashi b'Shabbos, the odol also behem shechazman nas and neis aide Yehudis. Another miracle, Yehudis, she was instrumental. Sheshkasa es ayim, she gave to drink the general cholav milk. Val smach zeh, she put him to sleep and she killed him. Val smach zeh yesh medachtim, because of the miracle of Yehudis took place by giving him drink, giving the general milk to drink, put him to sleep. Lechol gevina b'chanukah, you should have milchix, cheese on Chanukah. Avshlo hoye zeh b'zman anes Chanukah, even though this miracle did not take place mamash to Chanukah. Avol nagush shloi lasa, it took place in the tkufa during those 50 years. Leading up to Chanukah, therefore, as a zecher. Now he writes over here. Let's say you find people have a custom; they don't go to work the entire Chanukah. They don't do melacha. Yesh oimim levatel minhagam. They're doing something wrong. Don't make new holidays that don't exist. It's not the right thing. The Yesham, some say shaloi levatel. No, if they want to let them do it, do it. Because they don't do melacha, so there's nothing wrong. It's valid. The yesh oimim. Look at this. It's like Sukkot. Sukkot, the first day is a Yom Tov, and Shmini Atzeres is a Yom Tov. So the first day and the last day is mamash a parallel to Sukkot. The Yesham, some say Yesham the Yom Rishon VeAchron Ein Levatlam. Only the first and last day. Magen Avraham Banachnu Lo Shemanu MeMimhogim Elu. We never heard of these things. The Aruch Hashulchan writes the Noshe Didon. Our wives rock be'ez hadlaka ein ois melacha only when the candle is being lit, which we even more lenient as man is only the first half hour. Only the first half hour, you don't do melacha. Because what?
Purim, you don't get a bracha.
You don't get a bracha. You're not going to see a sin bracha if you do melacha on Purim. But you technically not do. One more halacha to finish up. Ribui hasudo shemar ben bohem heim sudo serishus. Chanukah parties. It's epidemic. Too many Hanukkah parties. Okay, okay.
It's the spirit of the season.
Okay, I take it back. It's not nice to say. Baruch Hashem, halavai, we should all have Hanukkah, many Hanukkah parties. I don't mean to say anything bad. You're right, you're right. Okay, it was sometimes it gets a little out of hand. A little out of hand, but Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Riboy Hasudo Shemar Ben Mochem Heim Suda Sereshos. Don't get carried away and make believe and think that the poker party is going to be a Sudas Mitzvah. It's only a Sudas. It's a Reshos. Shalai Kivam Lemishna V'Simcha. Nowhere in Shulchan Aruch do you find that Chanukah has in the Purim Mishna V'Simcha. Kipurim Mishum D'Gezeros Haman Hoya Al HaGufim. By Purim it was on the Guf. Lahashmid Lahara Glabid L'chein Tzuchim L'Smayach HaGuf. That's why you have to bring him to the Guf. Avo Gezeros Antiyachetz Haysa Bittel Torah U'Mitzvahis V'Yav Shazer Garua B'Gezeros. Even though this is worse, the Gezeros HaGuf Mikom Akam Soif Sov L'chein Gezeros HaNefesh U'Lachin Therefore Tzuchim L'Smayach L'Smayach Hanefesh behalal v'toyro uzmiros v'shiros v'zishpachos v'ein la'aguf inyan kzeh. The guf has no business in this holiday. Umetoris kusha tazas. Umikol makom. However, even though the guf tak has no business in this mitzvah, yesh kitzas. Okay, the same lushan of the Ramah. Kitzas mitzvah laharbois b'suudois. Chodo number one. The simchas hanefesh toli b'kitzas gamke b'simchas aguf. Okay, the neshama needs the guf to be happy as well. Ki musag b'chush, like we detect, we can sense. The neshama is not happy unless the guf is happy. V'oid also, v'zecher chanukas ha-mishkan, zecher for the chanukas ha-mishkan, shekevaum l'mishte v'simcha, which has been established for mishte v'simcha, v'zecher for the chanukas ha-mishkan, which was established when they had parties. The Gam Yesh Laimar Shiros. Therefore, what he says you should do is, in order to cover all ground, you should make a party, have a good meal, have some donuts and some latkes, right? Yesh Laimar Shiros. You should say Shiros v'sishbachos behasudos, and if you'll add to your suda Shiros v'sishbachos v'oz v'adai have sudas mitzvah. Now this is unique. If you go to a Super Bowl party, right, and you sing at halftime, Shirois v'sishbachos, it's not going to make Super Sunday into a Sudas Mitzvah. There's no way in the world you can make a regular party for Chol through adding a Dvar Torah, right? Super Sunday. Halftime, we'll have a Dvar Torah. We'll make a, no. We'll make a Dvar Torah. Some make Drasha. It doesn't work. If a Sudas Chol with Shirois v'sishbachos and Torah will not be transformed into a Sudas Mitzvah. The exception, there are two exceptions. Exception number one is Chanukah. On Chanukah, you can have a party. If Super Sunday comes out on Chanukah, you can have a party and you say Shirois v'sishbachos, it becomes a Sudas Mitzvah. And the other exception is a Bar Mitzvah Shiloh, that's not Bo Bayom. A bar mitzvah celebration that's not Bo Bayom. The boy was bar mitzvah last week, a month ago, in the summer. No one wanted to come. So they make a bar mitzvah party after Labor Day. And everyone comes to this very fancy party. And they say the boy is a pilpul. Being that it's being celebrated in the honor of the bar mitzvah boy, the bar mitzvah, the Kabbalah mitzvah, and we're saying also, Shirois v'sishbachos divrei Torah, it becomes a Sudas mitzvah. These are two exceptions. Aval hasechakim b'klofim, those who play cards, oin shon rav, they are in a lot of trouble. Uvavonoseinu harabim, and our great sins, nispashet nega tzaras hazeh bebeis Yisrael. This nega tzaras, can you imagine what he said about the internet? Can you imagine he calling cards a nega tzaras, what he would say about the internet? Nega tzaras hazeh bebeis Yisrael. Yeah, cards. Oy lanu, woe to us, also be a menu kach. The kame mine averos tluyos bezem, many averos come through this. Vuhurachum yichaper avon umish shebi yichalase levatla. Anyone that can levatla the playing of cards, schoroi meruba meoyed. Okay, I was very geshmak or hashulchan. Klar, he brings out so many ideas. Okay, so tomorrow we'll continue.